24-hour replacement services and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
April 18th is International Jugglers Day. And to celebrate, I'm going to attempt to juggle these three chainsaws without any formal training whatsoever. Here goes.
I guess today should have been Don't Try This at Home Day. Medic!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Attorney General's at the Justice Department, where he'll be speaking to the press this morning before the redacted Mueller report is out. A department spokesperson
confirmed that William Barr will address the issue of executive privilege at the 9:30 Eastern news conference. Executive privilege and an Office of Legal Counsel memo covers some of the most sensitive interviews during the Mueller investigations with senior key White House staff.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Democrats calling the press conference Barr's attempt to spin the findings of the report.
The president's legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani, is preparing a rebuttal and will issue that at some point today.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And just days after the inferno in Paris at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, a man arrested after entering St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City with two cans of gasoline and lighter fluid. This is Fox News.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. What did you have this morning, Greg Budell? Ah, leftover roast duck. How about you, Jay Scott?
Pork butt on a stick.
Emily Hayes, what did you have for breakfast?
Maggots.
What?
Maggots.
Well, how were they?
Threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what's your pleasure?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas, what do you think about Emily's breakfast?
Makes me gag.
Well, everyone has different tastes. What did you have again, Jay Scott?
Pork stick on a butt.
Mm-hmm.
Pork stick on a butt. Pork stick on a butt.
Boy, that was the most Freudian moment we've had in a while.
On whose butt?
Yeah.
That is my land.
Inquiring minds like to know.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
And among the things we'll do this hour, well, we're either going to do a conundrum or we'll play the blues. I'm not sure yet. I can't figure out where my passions belong. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes is here. And with the latest on approaching severe weather, here's Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
If you have things to do today, I think much of this day is dry, breezy, warm, high temperature up to about 83. The activity will come in especially late this afternoon in West Alabama, and then into the evening and nighttime hours spreading across the area. And it could be, you know, some pretty late night hours for a lot of us for tornado warnings, for tornado sirens going off. And by the way, don't rely on tornado sirens. They're nice if you're outside. If you happen to be outside, that's great. But you need a more reliable way than getting your warnings than tornado sirens. And we hope you have a weather radio. We hope you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. The showers and storms tonight, which move across the area, will become severe, including the risk of tornadoes in this situation. We're in a enhanced severe weather risk, which is level 3 out of 5. That's pretty strong. Low tonight around 58. Then tomorrow, a brisk day, windy, cool, high temperature barely up to about 60, but it'll seem cooler than that. The overnight low temperature will be in the mid-40s by Friday night. There'll be a risk of showers around from time to time tomorrow. And then a cool day Saturday, but the sun is back out. I think we're up to about 67 for a high. The wind will make it seem cooler. We're back to the 40s again on Saturday night. And then for Easter sunrise services, with sunrise at 6:09, temperature is about 45. But we warm up to about 80 in the afternoon, so a nearly perfect Easter forecast. And right now, this morning, we have southeast winds at 6 miles per hour. We warmed up to 64 now. Pretty comfortable. 8:07.
All right, we've had lots going on, especially commuting between Prattville and Montgomery on I-65. Let's get the latest.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we make our way into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of problems out on the roadways this morning. We still have a backup on I-65 southbound, and that one's going all the way back up to Highway 14 at this point. That's due to a car fire at the 143 exit. That should be cleared momentarily. Those of you trying to use 31 to get around that have a problem, too, because we have an accident on the Birmingham Highway at the Western Boulevard if you're heading into the downtown area around Maxwell, so watch out there. We also still see police working the accident in front of the car dealers on the boulevard. Boy, it's a messy morning in traffic out there. You be careful. Watch out for all the traffic around you. Trenton State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock, I suppose we should go with the conundrum.
Right. Well, you know, you're the captain of this ship.
That means I get the blame when we do something that doesn't work.
Oh, absolutely.
Or have we done when I get to this age? I can't remember.
Thanks for reminding me. On Smithsonian Channel.
You guys.
There is a documentary on the Cuban Missile Crisis that focuses on, and I didn't know this, submarines.
Is that right?
They were carrying nuclear-tipped warheads that our own government didn't know they had. So while Kennedy and Khrushchev are, you know, having their little standoff, these nuclear subs are in that quarantine zone. And if it weren't for the even-tempered of one guy, one of those may have been launched, and it could have been, that would have been.
I wish you would have said something earlier this morning.
Oh, my land.
I will look at the schedule and let you know the next time that's on.
Whatever, you'll have Joey look it up. It's like your living TV guide.
I do that for a reason, not because I can't figure out the schedule on my own.
I'm
trying to teach a rebellious millennial a few things.
A rebellious millennial?
How many did Satchel strike out last night?
Oh, God. Where did he... Was that game in Seattle, Rich, or was that somewhere else?
Bless it.
I'll ask Lexus later.
Yeah, Lexus.
Ask her what?
Lexus. Lexus.
About... how many old Satchel got last night?
Satchel Paige? Satchel Paige is dead.
Amelia.
When did that happen?
When did what happen?
Was it before or after the submarines had nuclear warheads? And broke through the quarantine. And where is Mr. Sandman? Da, 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 da. We are at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we are expecting lots of news between 8:30 and 9.
Oh, because that thing's happening.
The release of the Mueller report. So I would listen, if I were you, for this sound, about 8:31. I'm just not sure which side's heads are going to be exploding yet.
Right.
It'll be interesting to hear the coverage on news and views, since that's the show.
That's, look, when you
that
want...
That analysis is going to be...
I never, ever pretend that I can play in Baron Coleman's ballpark when it comes to stuff like that. I may come in this afternoon and jump up and down and throw things and scream.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah, I'm the emotions.
Yes, especially when you forget and remember and forget and remember. You don't know when the last time you threw.
Thanks for the reminder, Rich. There's a thing on the Smithsonian channel about the...
Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yeah.
What? Why are we... Is this just coming out now?
I can't remember if it's just coming out or if it's been around a while. But boy, if you haven't watched it, watch it. Because I know you've studied that event and those times. And you should absolutely see it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for letting me know.
Are we doing a conundrum?
I don't know if you're being serious right now or not. There's
That's the
two
scary
pieces,
part, isn't it?
Yeah, there's two pieces of paper in front of you with options. Somebody didn't like my choice, but I thought it was good. Obviously, or I wouldn't have picked
which
it.
Which one? There's two sheets with two different conundrum choices.
Well, which one did you give us today? Do you remember which one you gave us today?
No.
It's the winds of time just blowing through your mind.
I know, that's pieces of my brain.
I think
brain.
It's this one that you gave us today.
And you like the top one?
I thought that one would be interesting and fun.
Would almost 45% of moms say they would give up that for a month? 45% of moms said they would give up Whoopi for a
I
month
picked the other
to
one.
Get that give up. Oh, I see.
Are these Millbrook moms or
apparently not, Rich? Because it's only 45%, not 99. Well, I will think about it.
Well, when you think about that, try not to forget.
Remind me to tell Rich about that special
on it.
The Smithsonian Channel.
Mr. Sandman.
What did you say his name was? Mr. Sandman.
What's
good
up?
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I fell asleep on my Jameson latex last night watching a documentary about nuclear submarines in the Cold War. Put me right to sleep.
Is that a comment on how good the documentary was or how good the mattress was?
The mattress got me before the documentary did, sir. That's
okay.
A compliment.
All right. Thank you. This weekend, I have marked down a whole bunch of stuff. I've got to get rid of one-of-a-kind floor samples. I've got a lot of new inventory coming in, and I need to clear out some things that are really nice mattresses, and we sold them well at a lot higher price than we're selling them at now. But, you know, this is Easter week. We're not having a lot of traffic for obvious reasons. There's more important things. And so this weekend, I just slashed the price on a bunch of stuff at least Friday and Saturday. You need a nice mattress, whatever size. We got some really nice twins, fulls, queens, and kings at drastically reduced prices to clear them out. Got some great new stuff coming. If you're not in a hurry, you know, wait a couple of weeks. We'll have those on the floor, some of the newer, really premium products. But it's a great week to buy a mattress. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side in that little shopping center next to the Citgo. We've got these in stock, ready to go. We load your truck up today. And we've got great buys on adjustable bases. I still have some of my special purchases on those. So come see us. We sure appreciate it.
That's right. And so if you're sitting there with a bicycle pump ready to pump up your guest mattresses for their Easter weekend visit, come on, you can do better than that. Go to Mr. Sam, and he makes it so easy and so cost-effective.
Yeah, and you know that if your mattress is really bad, they'll be polite while they're visiting, but when they leave, they'll tell everybody.
They will, and you'll be the scourge of the family.
If you're my grandma, you won't even wait till you're out of the driveway.
Well, you have a great Easter, Mr. Sandman.
I sure will. Y'all too.
We
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so...
Did you forget what we were doing?
Probably.
Are you doing a random facts now about Cuban?
No. That was last hour
that
at this
last
time.
Hour.
This hour, you choose which one of these conundrums.
I'm going to pick yours.
Well, don't do me any favors.
See about how women work? Mm-hmm. You can't win, and you can't win. Those are the options you have. If you do what they want, you can't win.
We've actually done this one before, but it's okay.
We have?
I wouldn't remember it if we did.
Yeah I know. I think it'd be okay.
Maybe it was before I joined.
You should see me at an Easter egg hunt these days. I am.
Yeah, right. I don't know where I put it. Can I join you kids?
I have my own. That's the best part, you know. So I fill up a bunch of plastic eggs with money and go look for them. Did I ever tell you that? No, I did an Easter egg hunt one year for show.
Uh-huh.
And I put a dollar bill in, like, 24 different eggs and hit them all over the front yard and stuff. Well, we only found 23. And we looked everywhere. Like, where could this egg? Maybe I put it and it fell down into a bush or something. Never found it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, I'm mowing the lawn, and I hear this plastic sound.
Oh, no.
And green and blue plastic comes sailing out of the lawnmower chute.
Yep.
I found it.
Found it. Yeah. Found it. Here it is.
The hard way. All right, so almost half of moms say they would rather give up Whoopi
Dad.
For a month than give up what? Okay? Half. That's an astounding number. Would give up Whoopi for a month more than they would give up what? What is this thing that's so much better than, more important?
272-9228.
Yeah, I would say it's better than, unless some people are just...
Here, you read it your way.
No, I don't want to.
I want you to. I got to tell Rich about this Smithsonian Channel
I
show.
I think Rich will be okay. Rich, are
so
you
how
okay?
about you wear it? 44% of moms say they'd rather give up sex for a month than give up this. What is this? 272-9228.
It didn't mean that you had to use that word.
Well, you kind of pushed me into it.
I did not. I
and
didn't
I'll bet
such
I'm not
thing.
Your first. It's
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
I have to answer the phones.
Don't you fling this at me.
Everybody wants to do this conundrum.
I have a very important announcement to make about the Seafood Bistro. They will... Calm down,
I'm
Jay.
Sorry,
dropping the phone.
I forgot how to answer the phone.
The Seafood Bistro will be closed on Easter Sunday. Paul, Jessica, and the family are going to obviously spend time together like most folks will be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So get your fix in now. Or tomorrow. Or Saturday. I'm not really sure what day it is. I think it's Thursday. Is today Thursday? It's Maundy Thursday. Yeah. So, 1651 Perry Hill Road is where you can find the Seafood Bistro. They're always available for you online at theseafoodbistro.com. You can take a look at their massive menu there. You can call your order in ahead of time. Pick it up on your way home or something. You know you're going to be cooking a big meal Sunday for Easter. Give yourself a day off from making dinner or worrying about lunch. You can pick up your order by calling 279-7500 and getting it in ahead of time. Or you can utilize any one of the delivery apps in town and have it brought to your home or office. The Seafood Bistro. Follow them on Facebook. And remember, they are closed on Easter Sunday.
You know, if it was my phone making all that racket, there'd be hell to pay.
Whose phone is it?
You give
what was that thing the other day?
You're hard on yourself about that. I got chuckled though because you're so good. Because what you guys don't see in the studio is that Rich has a lot of stuff going on to stay on top of stuff weather wise, especially when it's a severe situation. So he's got his iPad, there's a screen in front of him that shows him something else, there's his cell phone, and he stays on top of stuff. But one day, some dingings were happening, and no sound ever comes out of Rich's side of the table. All the dings and the wind chimes and the alert sounds are from Greg, let's be honest.
Didn't used to be that way.
Trying desperately.
But Rich was trying so hard to turn it off, and I got so tickled.
When the phone was already in the silenced mode.
Yeah, he did. He kept looking. I know. He kept looking at the side of his phone where you on the iPhone where you slide that one button that makes everything silent. Yeah. And bless his heart, he couldn't get it silent.
Well,
We have a couple of callers on the conundrum.
Right.
Oh, how about that? Forgot we were doing it.
Greg.
Our survey says chocolate.
Chocolate.
Almost half of moms say they'd rather give up sex with chocolate for a month than that. Shockingly, it's not chocolate. Not the winning answer.
It's not the Eagles.
I had it up while you were answering.
I just said it's not hard for Emily to do. She didn't like chocolate.
Well, you know what she does.
Living in Millbrook.
William.
Hey, good morning. Hi, William.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, good, good. What you think this is? What's the answer we're looking for?
Coffee, man. It's got to be coffee.
That's a good one.
All right.
That's a good one.
They give up sex for much more than coffee. Not the answer.
That's not it.
Thank you.
I love coffee.
So thanks for trying. Okay, so we got to take a break here. Give it some thought. Then we'll come back to this. 2729-228. Almost half of moms say they would rather give up
this
sex for a month than give up what? 2729-228.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. With the threat of severe weather in the forecast, two weather sirens in Autauga County are not working right now. The EMA director says two sirens in the Marbury area were recently hit by lightning and could be down for weeks. He says everyone needs to have multiple ways to get severe weather alerts. An abortion bill that would make almost all abortions illegal was approved by a House committee Wednesday. Republican Representative Terry Collins says the goal of her bill is to spark a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. And security improvements are on the way for the Dallas County Courthouse. Officials are planning to install metal detectors at the entrances to the main courthouse. The security camera system has also been upgraded. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew. It is 23 past 8 o'clock, the conundrum. Almost half of moms say they'd rather give up sex for a month than give up what?
Scandal.
Here's Kay. Hello?
KM, you there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I was kind of floated off there. You know, old people do that.
Yeah, they do.
I would say hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
Yeah. Why not? Man, a good juicy hamburger is a good thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no. We
I have them about twice a day.
We used to do that show regularly in South Florida, stuff that's better than that, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people participated, believe me. This is Bo.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi. What is this thing that women would rather give up sex than give up what?
I'm going to have to go with their cell phone.
Oh, that's a good one.
Their cell phone. That's got to be it, right? No, it isn't.
Is that it? Good. That's a good one, though.
It's a very good guess.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
You too.
It's for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Maybe you have the right answer, maybe you don't. 272-9228 is the number.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
That's more than a Freudian
you're
slip.
You're so good.
That was...
No, you're not.
You are so good.
That makes me angry.
Why?
Because I can be angry. I am a woman.
That's something I wish you'd give up.
That's
the anger.
8:24 is the time. Back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Sky Watch is looking around the river region. Normally by this time, all of our traffic is back to a normal traffic flow, but not today, especially if you're coming out of Prattville. You got problems no matter which way you go. I-65 is still backing up from the car fire around Highway 143, and if you're trying to use 31 as an alternate route, you're going to have a problem there because we have an accident at the Birmingham Highway and the Western Boulevard. Just be careful if you're coming out of Prattville. You'll eventually get where you are headed. If you're on I-85, everything is rolling pretty smooth with a little bit of a slowdown around the Ann Street and Perry Hill Road area. And the boulevard's back to a normal traffic flow. We don't have many problems out there. Everybody seems to be behaving themselves and watching themselves around the traffic lights. Let's be careful as we head into work this morning. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A survey was done.
Our survey said...
Almost half of moms say they'd rather give up sex for a month than give up what? Let's see if Nicole has this figured out. Hi, Nicole.
Hi,
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I would say best friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give up what?
Their best friend.
Oh, I thought she said bedspread.
No. No.
What is wrong?
Well, not only does memory go, so your hearing
can't
goes.
Can't hear anything.
What? Nicole, you didn't have the winning answer, but if you have Smithsonian Channel on your computer, watch the...
Stop. Thank you for trying.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
All right, Will, you got this?
Kim,
what do you think?
Will?
Hello, you there?
Hey.
You think you got the...
I would say coffee.
Well, coffee's been guessed.
You got another one?
Oh, that's already been guessed?
Yeah, it's been guessed. You think about
it. Well, the suspense is killing us.
You think about it and give us a call right back, all right? All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right, Kim?
Hello?
Oh, man.
Jay.
Hey.
Hey, how about gossiping?
Gossiping? Okay. It's not a
great guess, but it's not it.
It is a good guess.
Oh, I kind of laid out a sort of an enormous hint.
Oh, he
did.
Yeah,
you did. You don't need to do it again.
You dropped it in.
I'm just trying to factor the max, you know,
amount of
hard shell.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up?
Has anybody guessed, and I apologize, I couldn't hear all the answers. Anybody guessed time with their children?
Oh, no, that's not it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Thanks, though, Hardshell, for trying.
God, you're good.
Balaki.
Hi.
I think there may have been a breadcrumb. I'm going to take a shot. Makeup.
Oh. He says almost half of moms to give up sex before makeup.
That's the max factor.
More.
Well, so what?
And I'll be hearing that echoing in my head for the rest of the day.
So what?
Man.
So what?
Way to go. Did you get it from my hint?
I did. I was like, did he just say Maybelline?
He did say Maybelline.
That's how he started his answer off, by saying, I picked up that breadcrumb.
Right?
Yeah.
You either couldn't hear or you already forgot it.
Breadcrumb.
Which breadcrumb was it? The Max Factor?
It was the Maybelline. Am I the only person that pays attention to what happens in this room for 3 hours?
No, I pay attention.
Up.
Thank you.
You're a winner.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. You're going to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 head start.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Today's show is brought to you by Dollar Health Club. For just $1 a month, you can work out in my cousin's basement. Dollar Health Club.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Took a black magic marker. Big fat black magic marker. They took a black magic marker, crossed out the parts we can't see. They took a black magic marker, hiding all the juicy parts from you and me. There's only black on these pages. Don't see no words on these pages. Bill Barr put black on these pages, only seeing a few tiny bits. They took a black magic marker, now all the Democrats are throwing fits.
It is 8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Nothing on the Mueller report yet, if there's anything.
Just an empty podium.
Yeah. And Chris Wallace.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, God, it's Skipper. Skipper's on national TV.
The millionaire and his wife.
Well.
Yeah. The movie star.
Remember when he did those?
This isn't record store day.
The professor and Marianne here on Capitol Hill.
Remember the first one of the great trivia questions relative for a show that really didn't run but 3 seasons.
Right.
And ran out of ideas fairly quickly. I mean,
gosh.
It was so absurd. That the initial song for Gilligan's Island did not contain the professor and Marianne.
Right.
The actor, Don Wells, and the guy that played the professor insisted that it be changed.
Yeah, and the rest, they used to say.
And well, no, also, the original theme song was 3 minutes long.
Oh, it was crazy. I think we have that.
And we do.
And the professor, who was brilliant in figuring out all these things, couldn't figure out how to make a boat or a raft to get him off the damn island.
He could make a microwave oven out of a coconut.
Right.
But he couldn't figure out how to cobble together a boat.
Boy, that's a... Look at them characters.
There's Oily Rod.
You got Beardy McBeardface.
I don't know who that is.
The Skipper.
The Skipper.
Well, if that's the Skipper, then Gilligan's over to his left. Our right, his left.
Well, I'll tell you what. While that's going on, we do have a guest joining us in just a moment, and our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's go back to Rich and get the latest time frame on this approaching severe weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
As this storm, this ominous storm system that we've been watching approaches, you should know that during the daytime hours today, if you have things that have to get done, much of this day is just breezy, warm, and dry with a high temperature up to about 83. Could be a late-day thunderstorm, but we'll be watching western counties of Alabama first, where some storms will develop out ahead of the main line, perhaps by late this afternoon, perhaps towards 6 p.m. tonight, and some of the storms could become strong, possibly severe, possibly tornadic as we go into the evening hours, and then the overnight hours tonight as the whole area of storms moves on eastward. And it could be potentially, for some of us listening, a late-night event, but you have to be ready anytime from, let's say, 6 p.m. in the west till 4 a.m. in the far southeast, okay? Otherwise, look for low tonight down to about 58 with all modes of severe weather possibility. Tomorrow, a brisk day behind the storms with a windy, cool day, risk of showers here and there. High temperature up to about 60, perhaps, but it'll feel colder. And then mid-40s on Friday night. A cool Saturday, but the sun is back out. High 67, brisk with the winds. And down to 45, I think, first thing on Easter Sunday for Easter Sunday sunrise services with sunrise at 6:09 and Sunday's high right around 80. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 6 miles per hour, 88% relative humidity, temperature is 64, nothing to sneeze at this morning.
Sorry.
At 8:37.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I want to talk to you about one of our newest sponsors, Dillon Rings. And they're here in Montgomery. It's a family-owned and operated business. They're dedicated to excellent customer service. I love reading their testimonials from very happy customers over the years here in the River Region. They've been around since, 1993. Not only do we have Easter coming up, you got Mother's Day, graduations. Maybe you have an anniversary or a birthday coming up. Josh is a creator and an artist, and he can create just about anything. Check out his work on Facebook or on their website. It's just amazing. They also can repair all types of jewelry, too. Besides the stuff that Josh creates, and you go in and you tell him your story, and he comes up with his creation, they have jewelry from around the world as well. Stop by and see Josh and Leslie in person. You can not only see his creation, but there's many things to check out. And by the way, he can show you some of the creations he's come up with. They have quite a gallery to show you, and the stories behind them. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Thanks, Rich. At 8:38, we've been watching closed caption. So far, William Barr has said flat out, no American, no member of the Trump campaign, the president, there is absolutely no evidence found by Robert Mueller's investigation of any collusion with Russia. That's it, basically.
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
We could have just played that.
Did he say Roll Tide? I didn't see that in the closed caption.
Well, if that's Skipper, no, he would not say Roll Tide.
Yeah, he looks like more of a kind of guy.
We got an email from the producer over at AKA about our topic tomorrow. You were not included in that email, though. What?
This further confirms my belief that they don't send the emails to Greg because they know that Greg's going to go off topic anyway.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's not it at all.
William Barr just said in his investigation that's not true. Channel 8 leaving me out of the email loop.
No, but they did send it back, but your name wasn't on the list of recipients. So
Tell them when the camera turns on tomorrow morning, I'll be downstairs having waffles.
I'm going to forward it to you there, Greg.
No, I'm going to put, Greg's going to be downstairs eating waffles since y'all keep leaving him out.
There you go.
Reply all.
8:40, our Greg final look says, at what's been a pretty active morning on the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96?
Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our traffic for a Thursday morning, and we still have a little bit of a problem on I-65. It's not nearly as crammed up as it was earlier today, but you will slow down as you head towards the downtown area. Same story on Highway 31 if you're coming out of Prattville. There's still a crowd there. The boulevard's back to normal traffic flow. We don't have any problems there other than delays at the traffic lights, and things look pretty good on I-85. It is rolling smooth both north and southbound. You guys be careful. We will check in with you this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we have a guest joining us about a special event coming up this weekend for which Rich has already promised really terrific weather. He was at Baumhauer's last night, generally is on Thursdays, and here's the thing. When you have come to a decision, let's say you go to work, your boss says we're transferring you. You'll have more money. There's a lot of good news in that, but there's an immediate and urgent need. We're going to have to do something about the house we own here. Or you're new to Montgomery, you've got to find a place, and you need somebody who can find something that fits the very specific parameters of what you can afford and the amenities you require. The guy you want, the guy who looks busy even when he's just sitting there having a conversation, is Eddie Bader. This is what he lives and breathes, and he knows this market inside out and can help somebody find the home that has the features within the budget. He can also help people figure out what a good offer is on a home they're interested in, and with the resources of the Goodson Group, cover things like, you know, making sure that closing costs, inspections, termite inspections, all of those things are hassle-free. When you put him to work, he is the shortest distance between you and a new home or selling the home that you're currently in. So give that job to Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group at 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader. You're better off with Bader.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An abortion bill that would make almost all abortions illegal was approved by a House committee Wednesday. Republican Representative Terry Collins says the goal of her bill is to spark a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. With the threat of severe weather in the forecast, two weather sirens in Autauga County are not working right now. The EMA director says two sirens in the Marbury area were recently hit by lightning and could be down for weeks. He says everyone needs to have multiple ways to get severe weather alerts. And security improvements are on the way for the Dallas County Courthouse. Officials are planning to install metal detectors at the entrances to the main courthouse. The security camera system has also been upgraded. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
800-440-0440.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
sweet. Let me be short and sweet here. Sweet's the word you're going to need this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6. There'll be a call to action to call 272-9228. The ninth caller with the word sweet will be our winner, and we'll tell you why we chose that word a little bit later. Joining us here in the studio, let's give you the big welcome.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And in the spotlight today, Erin Cunningham, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Welcome. Event coming up this weekend.
Yes, it is our third annual spring screening event. Of course, this Saturday, April 20th, from 10 to 2, we've had such a wonderful time the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to have our third annual event.
I slipped Rich a couple of bucks to make sure the weather was nice.
At Montgomery Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is going to be, this is always a big deal, right?
Absolutely. So if you've been thinking about having a vision correction procedure like LASIK or cataract surgery, mm-hmm. this is the one Saturday a year we open our Sturbridge Clinic, which is located across the street from the Pepper Tree Shopping Center.
Right.
And you can come in, have a free screening, meet with Dr. N. Shin, one of our corneal specialists, to review your results. As usual, we'll have incredible door prizes like RTJ golf passes. We have some REO Speedwagon tickets.
Cool.
And our grand prize is actually a Yeti cooler filled with all your beach needs for this summer.
That's nice. No purchase necessary, of course. And, the folks that do get a screening, I was over there, and I've told the story 1,000 times. I wanted LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, smudged up glasses. I lose them. I break them. But I was not a candidate for LASIK, and I was really bummed.
I've been in for a screening, and everybody is so nice, and so I just take good care of you. It's just a great experience right there.
Not everybody knows that your practice goes back to the end of World War II.
That's right. Next year, we're actually celebrating our 75th anniversary.
That is so cool and amazing. But the spring screening event is something great for the whole family of refreshments.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's food, drinks, family fun. We have Big Mo coming back this year between 11 and 12. So bring your kids by to snap a picture with him. We'll have a good time.
All right. And it starts at 10 and ends at 2 this coming Saturday.
Yes, sir.
All right. And again, I've heard so many great things. I know a lot of folks who have had work done, not just LASIK, but cataracts and other procedures done by both Dr. Swan and Shin, and they are held in the highest regard locally for their expertise.
Absolutely.
And
we're lucky to have them here. Yeah.
What impressed me when I went over for my screening was, wow, some doctor's offices don't respect your time. They give you an appointment time, and then we'll get to you when we can.
Very true.
I was in and out right on schedule, and I love that mm-hmm. they are so, because I always tell people, if you don't have time, you do it on a lunch break.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they operate such a great, customer service friendly practice. So thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a great turnout again this year.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. It is 8:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have somebody you should never mess with.
Oh.
A 65-year-old grandma with a baseball bat as we get to our Morning Maroon nominees, which are coming up next at 8:50.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 8:53 in case you're wondering, and you'll get a better breakdown on News and Views than you will hear so far. Nothing of note in the Barr press conference today. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I think you still have that right. You can exercise it every day, but we present for your consideration other Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us here from Prattville Farm Center, who's learned at the hand of the country wisdom of Randy Burkholder, this is Eddie. How are you, Eddie?
I'm fine this morning. How you doing?
Good. We're going to run down the nominees for you. Never mess with a great grandma who knows how to swing a baseball bat, even if you're a 300-pound car thief. I'll play. This is Clarice Gainey, who lives in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh.
Great grandmother. And she played softball in high school. That's why she... A 300-pound man trying, and who was just wearing underwear, by the way, was trying to break into her car.
I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, I took that bat and hit him upside,
papaya. It's all. He got a big nut on his head. He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt or nothing. He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I'm going papaya.
I love that.
Yeah, she reminds us of the Kapoya lady in the hailstorm.
Exactly, the hailstorm, yes.
All right, next up, next nominee, we have a teenager, guess what state?
Rhode Island.
He was just arrested for attempting to do a pro wrestling move on his principal at school.
I saw that.
Well, you saw it happen?
No, well, I saw a video of it because it's on the internet, and of course, and it's also wrestling.
And he also did it at a fake alligator at a shopping mall, so I don't know what it is about him that he's got this spot. It's like Tourette's wrestling thing. And then we have, now this would never happen at Jack Ingram or any of the other reputable automobile dealerships. A car salesman in Tennessee offered a ride home to a client, then kidnapped him, forced him to take $200,000 out of the bank, and then made him smoke crack.
Who has $200,000?
Nobody I know.
Then made,
I think I have 62 cents.
Then made him smoke crack?
Yeah.
Well, as we all know, it doesn't smoke itself.
Daniel Bryan is the name of the salesman at this dealership in Chattanooga.
The Noog.
He fled with the cash. The FBI has tracked him down to Cedar Hill, Texas. He's facing charges for kidnapping, bank robbery, and extortion. Well, you can get probation for that. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I think it has to be the car salesman.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I don't know about that. That's he's got a major problem.
Yeah, I would think so.
Tip Tames has never had to do that to a customer, and everybody buys from him.
I'm glad we don't treat our customers that way.
Never, not in a million years of evolution at Prattville Farm Center.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
So we'll give it to him. So, Eddie, we've got some rain coming in tonight, tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
The weekend a good time to plant, huh?
Yeah, but, Greg, what I want to do this morning is we talk about Prattville Farm Center so much, I want to talk about the day and the season it is right now. Today is Thursday, Monday. It was this day, a couple of thousand years ago, that Jesus was betrayed. And tomorrow is Good Friday. And I want to know that all the listeners know what Good Friday's about. It was good that our Jesus died for us, that he went to that cross and he took our sins. And that's why it's Good Friday. It was a horrible day for Jesus, but it was a good day for us. And we want to take this time to lift up Jesus. This is his time of year, and we want to make sure that we give him our due honor.
You know, that's a beautiful statement and a beautiful way to use your time, and I and many others appreciate that.
Yes, sir. You know, none of us would be here, Greg, without him. It's such a one, you know, and I implore you, if you don't know Jesus, you get to know him. He's the greatest friend you'll ever have. And it's just a wonderful thing to know that he took my sins that I didn't have to. He took my death that I didn't have to. And like I said, Good Friday was the day that he died on that cross. But, you know, Sunday's coming.
Tomorrow's Sunday's a very...
That's when he came out of that grave. And what a wonderful time we live in now that we'll get to see him face to face one day if we're ready.
Well, that's my prayer and hope. I so appreciate you taking the time to do that, Eddie, and give our best to the Burkholders, okay?
I sure will. You have a good day, Greg.
All righty. As we close in on 9 o'clock, my good buddy Ben Atkinson, who is retired for years.
I was going to say, yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while.
And he was a very, very devout Christian. And I remember